The Pan Am Sports Organization and the organizing committee of the 18th Pan American Games have revealed, after all inscriptions have been completed by all nations, that the event will bring together a total of 50 Summer Olympic champions, a record number for this kind of event. The United States with 21, Argentina with 9, and Cuba and Brazil with 7 are in the lead. In all, 110 Olympic medalists will represent their countries in Lima. And USA with 39, Argentina and Cuba with 14 each, are the top three countries when it comes to Olympic podium representation. Cuban freestyle wrestler and flag bearer of the Cuban delegation, gold medalist Mijaín López, ranks second in the list of athletes with the most Olympic titles, following American swimmer Nathan Adrian, who has 5 Olympic golds hanging on his wall. The Cuban sword team has been eliminated from the World Fencing Championship in Budapest, Hungary. The Cubans were defeated by the United States team, their direct rivals for the upcoming Pan Am Games, by a score of 45-34, and were stopped from entering round of 16 of the competition. The boys are in a good shape. Against the US team, it was a rematch. We won the Fencing Pan American Championship a few days ago, and in addition to that, we are fighting for a place in the Summer Olympics, coach Heiner Hernandez told HIT via Facebook. Cubans Luis Enrique Patterson and Reinier Enriquez beat Tajikistan 45-30 in their first match and then lost to the Americans in round of 36. France honored their musketeers by beating Ukraine 45-37 and winning the gold medal. Multi-medal winners in World Championships, Cuban duo Fernando Dayan Jorge and Sergey Torres carry the highest expectations for Cuba in canoeing in the Pan American Games to be celebrated in Lima, Peru. Jorge in singles 1,000 meters sprint canoeing and in the same category for doubles with Torres are the favorites for giving Cuba the first two gold medals in the event this Saturday in the city of Huacho, 200 kilometers north of Lima. Brazilians Isaquias Queiroz and Erlon de Souza, along with Canadian Mark Williams also, will be the main possible rivals for Jorge in the singles competition, while in doubles, Brazil and Canada will be the ones to beat by the Cubans. This was Abel Vasquez in the sports for Radio Havana, Cuba.